going to request that for the purposes of today's meeting, we elect an acting chairperson. I've got an instruction to, you know, facilitate the appointment of from my managers, from your political parties, I suppose. Now, open up the floor for nominations.
No. We must act in accordance to the rules. So, to us what the rules say when there's a vacancy in respect of the position of the chair.
The rule that I looked at, when the chairperson, it says that if the chairperson is absent, then the committee should elect one of its members as an acting chairperson. Honorable Brinkbach.
In this situation, where the chairperson has been removed, we need to replace the chairperson with a new chairperson. So what does the rule say about that?
Before you even go there, you indicated that you saw an ATC, which we haven't seen. Does that ATC say there's a vacancy?
The ADC does not say that this is vacant. It only says that Honorable Mutsekga has been discharged from this committee. Right. So therefore, he's no longer a member of this committee. And as a result, then, you know, he's no longer a chairperson because he is not a member of the committee.
Just a follow-up. Can we see the ADC? I see what you didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ATC is discharged Mutsekga, Mr. MS, appointed Smith, Mr. VG.
Yes.
So it means there's no vacancy.
It means that Mr. Smith has been appointed a member of the committee. Maybe just to say that, you know, I had a quick look at the rules, and I do not see any rule that talks about a vacancy, you know. There's no rule that I saw that talks about, you know, what happens when a chairperson is, you know, so long a member of the committee. But what the rule that I saw, that I referred to you to, is the one that says that if the chairperson is absent or unable to perform his functions, the committee must elect one of its members. That is one, the one that I saw.
Thank you so much, Secretary, colleagues and media. It is a matter of interpretation. It says a vacancy. It says when the chairperson is absent or unable. Yes, so in this case, it applies. Therefore, it is up to us as members of this committee to elect an acting chair until such time that the committee will be ready to proceed with this, with the election. Yes, thank you. So let's apply the rules.
I understand your dilemma, but definitely that rule would apply in the case of a chairman who is absent or unable to do his duties as chair. Yeah, we then appoint an acting chairman. In this case, it's very clear. The ATC has removed him as chairman. So he's no longer absent or unable. He is not the chairman. So that is the challenge. But I think just for progress, if we can't find another rule, we've got to appoint an acting chairman just for today.
Honorable Mwah.
Hello? Are you blind?
No, you see, I think we should try and be, you know, cool down a bit. because, you know, the moment, you know, you start asking me if I'm blind, you know, if I have to respond, you know, it won't be nice.
Well, I had my hand up.
You had your hand up, but, you know, it can't be just one member talking, you know. I'm also trying to give other members who have not spoken an opportunity to speak as well.
You see my hand?
I've seen it.
Thank you, Chair Critics, to colleagues. I think I also come on the level of Honorable Swart to say that, yes, we hear what the relevant act in this case is saying, but also we do not have anything legally that we can quote to say when the chairperson has been removed. So that's the dilemma that we are facing, it's a dilemma on legalities. Therefore, for the sake of progress, let's use the act that currently allows us to proceed with the business. Let's elect the acting chair, or maybe agree to refer this other one, this confusion, to the legal services of Parliament for further opinion. But for the sake of the business of the day, let's exhaust the legal remedy we have. Thanks.
Honorable Brinbach. Okay, Honorable Skosana.
Yeah, no, thanks, Secretary, and greetings to Honorable Members. Yeah, I want to align myself with both Honorable Swart and Honorable Mwabe, and also what was said earlier by Honorable Mutapu, that when the rule says that if the chairperson is absent or unable to perform his or her function. I think the situation where we're in a situation where there's no chairperson. Whether we're speaking about the old chairperson or the new chairperson, but there is no chairperson here. You see? So therefore, we have to elect an acting chairperson and proceed with the meeting, because the chairperson is not here. Whether we're referring to the Honorable Mutsaya, or we are referring to the new chairperson, or we are disputing the process of appointing the new chairperson, it's another matter. But the fact of the matter is that we don't have a chairperson here, and the meeting should proceed. So let's elect an acting chairperson and proceed with the meeting, and we'll deal with other issues later. Thank you very much.
I am slightly confused. I think people can guide me regarding who gives instructions. I know that there is a committee that elects a chairperson. It's not ATC. I'm not sure whether it is ATC that removes a chairperson. Now, I know the other side, that the person who elects a chairperson is the committee. So, in that confusion, I agree with Honorable Swart and Honorable Mwale and this gentleman next to me, that let's just take a temporal chairperson, and then the matter can be resolved later, so that we don't waste time on this particular thing. I agree with Honorable Swart. I think it's a wise decision to take. Thank you very much.
Honorable Brinba.
Thank you. It's very clear that the interpretation here is incorrect. At the start of this committee, the beginning of this parliament, the committee elected a chair. That position is now vacant. There is no new chair that is not here. There is no chair. This committee must now elect a new chair. And there's no reason at all to elect an acting chair, because we don't have a chair. So acting is what? We need to elect a new chair. This is the first time we've met since Mr. Motshekga has been removed. And now it's incumbent upon this committee to do its job and elect a new chair. I don't see what the debate is about.
Let's just agree that, you know, we seem to have different interpretations on this matter. So I think we'll have to decide how we're going to resolve it. It's either we are going to put it to a vote, whether we elect an acting chairperson or not, or if not, we can suspend, you know, the proceedings, and then I will have to seek guidance from, yeah. But, you know, I'll be guided by members of the committee.
Hello,
Mr. Maila.
No, thanks very much, Secretary.
I would go with the, we can't suspend the business of the committee because of the predicament that we seem to be in. So I would go with the suggestion by Honorable Swart that we elect an acting chair for now so that we can continue the business of the day. Thanks.
Can I just, you know, if members would agree, can I just suspend this meeting for 5 minutes and then we can resume?
Thank you. I don't know. Imagine. The thing is, I don't understand, like, why would you think we actually have that, that you just have as an exam? And
I'm going to consider this.
But don't get on that. Just always aware that if they open it up, apply it to you. Because you know how as you know, it was meant to be there. So you don't think about it. That's not how it happened.
The culture is not supposed to be there. It is, but then you're supposed to set it on something. I was expecting it. So I was trying to say mine was really high. And I'm always like, oh, yes, there you go.
It's more than 5 minutes, right? I have a report from the chair. I'm trying to finish, so I think you should get the packet of documents with headphones on.
No, it's fine. I feel like people are doing their own reports.
Okay. Okay, can we resume with our meeting? Okay, No, I'm not at all. Let me not respond. Anyway, like I said, you know, at the beginning, the chairperson of the committee has been discharged. And this committee does not have a chairperson. I attempted to have an elected chairperson elected for the purposes of today's meeting. And there were oppositions to that suggestion. So then I am going to request that we elect a chairperson, full-time chairperson for the committee. Honorable Brinbach.
Emma, to understand now that that Mr. Smith is being located and is in the room, you have now changed your position, and we're no longer electing an acting chair for this one day, but you want to elect a chairperson for the committee, something which you said we couldn't do 10 minutes ago. Is that correct?
That is correct. Let's just say that after having consulted some people, I agree with what you said. So can we proceed and call for nominations? Situates, are we nominating or okay? Okay.
I nominate
I've not yet recognized you. Yes, but you know, I didn't give you the platform to make that nomination.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ramano, our secretary. I am Madban Rifuzo Mutapo, hereby nominate the name of person and of Mr. Vincent Smith as chairperson of this committee. Thank you.
Do we have a second? Honorable Mpumlana.
I confirm. I second. Thank you.
Honorable Mpumlana second. Do we have any other nomination? Honorable Brinbach.
You must certainly do. I want to point out to you that you're supposed to be impartial, and I nominate Steve Swart.
Is there a seconder for Honorable Swart? Honorable Yvonne, can you...
No, I second that the proposal.
Do we have any other nomination? We have got two nominations then, so I'm going to put the matter up to a vote. Those who say Honorable Smith, can you raise up your hands? One, two, three, four. Okay. Those who say Honorable Brinbach, can we see the hands? Honorable Swart, can you see the hands? Five. Therefore, you know, it's 5-6 for Honorable Smith and 5 for Honorable Swart. If the
chairperson, you must record the abstention.
Recorded. Therefore, Honorable Smith is...
Chairperson, I want also to be clarified. How many members have the right to vote in this committee?
Can I just consult the register? Because if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Mwabe is an alternate member, therefore, Mwabe, I think, but you know,
normally, composition of committees is 11. Is 11. 6 from ANC, and then 11 years. Supposed to be normally it's 11 years. Yes. Yeah. No, don't be a lawyer. We are not in a court of law.
It is 11.
11.
Honorable Mutapo, you know, I think we've clarified that it's 11.
Why do you do
so,
this?
can I declare Honorable Smith as a duly elected chairperson of the committee and invite him to take his chair? No, not at all. There's no reason.
Good morning to everybody, and maybe it's opportune to apologize for the proceedings, but I don't think that it is ever going to happen again in this committee that we have such a disorganized meeting. It should never happen. Not in a committee as important as this. It should not happen. And we're going to try, all of us, not to do it. And I hope everybody appreciates that I literally have been put into the situation now. And it's going to be impractical, or even going to be about ticking the boxes if I must preside over a meeting that I have not even looked at the documentation. So I'm going to propose that this meeting gets postponed for me to familiarize myself with what's the proceedings, and we'll take it as soon as possible. But to preside over it when I have I've never had sight of it, I think would be a bit impractical. So that's the proposal that I'm putting on the table, that we will ask this committee to set up this very same agenda item as soon as possible. But I don't think that it should be something that I'm putting on the table now if we're serious about the business of this committee. Honorable Swartz.
Chair, may we first congratulate you on your appointment. It was a close vote, and I've known you for many years, and it will be good to work with you. I would support your request. It's only fair to allow you to have sight of the documentation as the chairman. And so from my perspective, congratulations, and I would support that you be given time to appraise yourself as to the matters today. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Beitenbach.
I support Mr. Swart.
Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Yes, Chief.
Yeah, no. Thanks, Honourable Chair. Let me join Honourable Swart in congratulating you on your new position. We, as members of this committee, I think we have confidence in you that you are going to lead us correctly. And I think I also second them that I think it's quite fair that we need to give you an opportunity to also familiarize yourselves with the items on the agenda. So I think it's only fair that the meeting gets postponed. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. There doesn't seem to be any consenting view. I've just been informed that this committee meets on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. We will sit immediately after this meeting, and I can assure you that we will have a meeting as soon as possible next week to deal with this and many other matters that are on the table. With those words, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.